God, we love you tonight. Father, we thank you for everything. Let's sing a chorus, "Oh, How I Love Jesus." If you'd start it tonight for me, I'd give my piano player fit sometime. That's
hallelujah. How I love Jesus.
Think about that as you sing it. Sing it to him. Sing it to the Lord. Don't you feel the Lord tonight? Raise your hands and love Him tonight. Hallelujah. That's what I'm here for tonight, is to love God and somehow find myself in His presence. If I can only find my way into the presence of the Lord, all my problems will be solved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I love Him tonight, don't you? Such a sweet spirit. I love God. I want God to look into my heart tonight. I want Him to judge me tonight. Look at me and see what's there that's maybe not pleasing to Him in some way tonight. Reach down in His spirit and take it out. Take it out. Somebody asked me not long ago, said, "Are you going doing your best to make it in the rapture?" I said, "No." And he looked at me kind of funny. They said, "Why?" I said, "I'm doing my best to have a pure and a clean heart before God. If I got a pure and a clean heart before God, no matter when the rapture is, I'll go." Oh, God, give me a pure and a clean heart before you. When I come into the presence of God, I realize how small I really am.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm depending on Him tonight.
Hallelujah.
I'm depending on Him tonight. I'm depending on Him tonight. You... God, make me tonight. God, make me tonight. Make me tonight. That's the cry of my heart. Make me tonight. God, make me tonight. Make me tonight. Look at me. Examine my soul.
Amen.
God, if I can be pure before you, everything will be great.
Hallelujah.
Let's love the Lord one more time tonight before you sleep. Oh, God, we love you tonight. I feel such a beautiful spirit tonight. There's no telling what God will do tonight if we'll let Him. You may be seated. It's good to be here tonight. Just go and stand and testify. Amen. I want to sing again in a minute. Yes, sir.
Young people
Thank the Lord. I'd like to sing another chorus. I got a singing spirit tonight. Reach out and touch the Lord. Can you help me with that? I mean, how many of you want a touch of the Lord? How many of you already felt it? Already felt it? You know what I found? I found that healing does not come through the screaming and the hollering and the jumping. Since we've been in Winfield, not bragging on us or the church, but bragging on God, we saw two cancers healed. A man come up one night, just couldn't hardly walk, and he said, "Brother Odom, I got to have relief." He said, "My back's killing me." The doctor done told him, said, "Son, if you don't go home and go to bed, you could be paralyzed before the night's over." But he said, "I'm here tonight because I believe that if somehow I can get a touch of God,
hallelujah, praise God,
it'll be all right." That man, the Holy Ghost began to move and began to move in a spirit similar to the way I feel tonight and the way you feel tonight. And he just began to reach down and touch his toes and come back up and say, "Thank you, Jesus." Went back to the doctor, and the doctor shook his head. That old disc had just went right back in place. I'm telling you tonight, friend, this is where it's at. Another lady who, standing back between the pews, Holy Ghost came in and just began to move. And she'd had cancer surgery, cobalt treatment. She went back to the doctor, and the doctor shook his head and he looked at her and he said, "Where have you been?" And she said, "I've been to church and I've been to prayer meeting. I've been prayed for." That doctor said, "Lady, you don't have a sign of cancer." But he said, "That's not the amazing thing to me." He said, "You don't have any scar tissue where we operated. You're perfect. But you know what happened? Somewhere her faith reached up and God heard a cry from somebody's heart. And it touched God's heart. And God said, 'I've got to touch her.' Because she believed me. And God touched her." Now, I don't know, but I feel tonight that there's probably a lot of needs here. And I'm not going to begin to tell you I'm any kind of a preacher. God knows that I'm not. But I got sense enough to know that when I feel a spirit like I feel tonight, it's time to get out of the way and let the Holy Ghost move and let Him move. We may preach after a while, I don't know, but right now I feel the Holy Ghost moving. Every once in a while God says, "Step back a few minutes, son, let me work with my church." Every once in a while I feel like God wants to come in and wants to move among us and just talk to us and fellowship with us. 15 seconds in the presence of God will do more than 2 hours of preaching any time, friend. And tonight I don't wanna get in the way of God one little bit. I just want the Holy Ghost to move.
Hallelujah.
Will you let Him move with me tonight? Who here tonight will raise your hands and say, "Lord, move in my heart tonight. God, move in my soul. Lord, I don't know the work that you want to do, but you know. God, I don't know the need. God, I don't know the hearts that's here. I don't know the situation that's here, but God, you know. Father, tonight we put ourselves into your hand. God, reach down tonight and do the work. God, you see that one that's discouraged. God, you see the heart that's cold. God, you see that one that's sick. Lord, you see the need of every heart, of every soul tonight. Reach out and touch Him tonight, friend. Reach out and touch Him. Let Him move. Let Him surge through your soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, sing that. It's good to be here tonight. And Brother and Sister Rutledge and your fine people. Hallelujah. You'll excuse me tonight as I just love the Lord for a few minutes. Hallelujah. Isn't He good? He's so deep and He's so wonderful. So true.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes I think that we think we know so much about God.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But we know so little.
We know so little.
I've got so much to learn. If you got your Bibles, turn with me tonight. I want to read two verses of Scripture in the 22nd chapter of St. Luke. And tonight I'll preach if you'll help me. I want God to talk to my heart tonight. You see, I'm preaching to myself tonight as much as I am you. Anything I say to you, I'm saying to myself. I feel such an overpowering impression of the Lord for this tonight. Would you stand with me? Just in honor to the Word of God. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Simon, Simon, behold, look, Satan hath desired you. Satan hath desired you. Let's all pray tonight. Father, we love you. God, we're nothing in your sight. Somehow, oh God, have mercy on us tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Thank the Lord. You may be seated. It's good to be here. I'm so tickled to be here. We're from Winfield. Told a brother today, I said, he asked me where I was pastor now. I said, Winfield. He said, Whitfield? And I said, no, Winfield. I think Whitfield's a mental institution in Mississippi, isn't he?
You got me?
Amen. I don't know if he was trying to tell me something or not. Some people tell me I'm crazy. But I'm glad to be here tonight and to be able to feel the presence of the Lord. And God is so good. I'm glad that I can go anywhere and feel God.
Amen.
It lets me know He's a great big God.
Yes, great big God.
Great big God. And tonight, I want to share with you something that this will make the third time I've preached this. I've preached it to my church twice. And I feel it stronger tonight than I've ever felt it in my life. And somehow tonight I want to impress on you what God is still impressing on me. I'm not going to try to make you shout. I'm not going to try to impress you. I just want to try to give you what's on my heart. But I want you to worship with me tonight as we read this. You see, tonight we've already had a tremendous service. We could go home right now. Every one of us. I can go home and feel blessed and feel full and feel clean in my soul. But there must be a place in every one of our lives when we get something engrafted within us that will stick with us.
Amen.
You see, too often, the shout only lasts for a few hours. And if I'm going to be able to stand in a day when the enemy is as powerful as he is, I've got to have something engrafted into my spiritual man that will make me strong. And that is the Word of God. Nothing will ever take the place of the Word of God in your life. Nothing will ever take the place of the Word of God in your life. Somebody said, what about the Holy Ghost? Well, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. I believe that the Word and the Spirit are inseparable. But tonight as we came here and as we begin to worship God and we begin to feel the presence of God, I sensed another presence that was here also.
Glory to God.
You see, when you got up this morning, you young people, you pay close attention to what I say. When you got up this morning, you were not alone. If you had the Holy Ghost, if you've received the Holy Ghost, God was with you. But also there was somebody else that was there. He's called by a lot of names. He's called Lucifer. He's called the Star of the Morning. He's called Satan. He's called Slewfoot. But he's the devil. And tonight the devil came to church. Believe it or not, he's always here. You can have a move of God where people are shouting and running and dancing, and the power of God is from the ceiling to the floor and from one wall to another, but somewhere in that congregation there's going to be a devil also. The Lord looked at Simon and the Lord tried to impress on Simon something that He wants us all to know. Now let me say from the onset tonight, I'm not here to glorify the devil.
All right.
But brother, the Apostle Paul said, don't be ignorant of his devices also. The Lord looked at that apostle of his and He said, Simon, Simon, can you imagine the urgency in the Lord? Simon, don't. Satan hath desired to have you.
Oh, yeah.
There's somebody that looks at me every time I get out of the bed, every time I go into the pulpit, every time I go into the prayer room, every time I go into the church, every time I knock a door, He's there and He looks at me and He says, I want that man. He looks tonight at our young people and He says, I want those young people. I want that Sunday school superintendent. I want that pastor. I want that piano player.
Glory to
Tonight, the greatest enemy we ever face is after my soul. I know this thing is wrapping up. I know this thing is closing down. But brother, I also know that there is an enemy who's just as out to get my soul tonight as he was before. Hey man, he's trying harder than he ever has to get this old boy. The Lord trying to get into his cranium and his mind. There is a devil that wants you. He wants you. He wants you, young people. He wants you adults. He wants this church. He wants this message stopped. Oh God, that's why he does. He'll do anything he can to stop it too, brother. He'll persecute us. He'll even pat us on the back and tell us how good we are. Anything to stop this message. There is a devil tonight that is very alive and very real. He looks at you as he wants you. He desires to have you. Peter, Satan desires you. Now you think about that. I've heard a lot of stories about the devil, little pointed ears and a little pointed tail and a pitchfork. Now, ain't that sweet? Yeah. There he is. And to look at the old boy, you think he wouldn't harm a flea. But he don't always come in that disguise. He may come as a good-looking girl. He may come as a nice-looking boy. He may come as a pat on the back. Boy, you did good, and you get to thinking you're great. He may come in a word that somebody said, and they didn't really mean anything about it, but you took it the wrong way. He may come in song service, but somewhere there's a devil tonight that looks into our hearts and looks at our souls and sees our experience. He might come as a nagging foreman on a job, and that man may not know that there's a devil that's grinding at you using him. Like, brother, he wants you. Young people, he wants you. He wants you more than anything. The devil don't want what he's got, but he wants what he hadn't got. I was reading about Samson not long ago, and the Bible said that Samson went down to Gaza and Samson saw. He saw something the devil had placed there. You see, tonight we're in a fight, believe it or not. I am in a fight for my life, honey. I don't have time to worry about anything but getting my soul right with God. You know what? I can look around every now and then and I can see the old boy as he's stepping up on me. Yeah, I can. Hallelujah. You might not think preachers are this way, but they are, hon. Every once in a while, that old devil will show his head up. Amen. And he'll get after me. And I've noticed here in the last hours of the church on this earth, I don't know, maybe a year, maybe 5 years, I don't know how many of y'all will live like this tomorrow.
Why, sure.
I don't even know, maybe next year. But I see the devil, I see underneath and on floor against the young people of the church. I see the devil as he scoots into the church and he tries to cause division and confusion. He's accused from the brethren, the Bible says.
He's after everybody again. Amen.
We lost 3 young people in the last 4 or 5 months. And I guess this is the reason why this gets me so. But the other thing the Lord told Samuel was, the devil wants you. Mm-hmm. But he wants you for a reason. He wants to set you as we.
Oh God.
How many of you ladies had ever taken a sifter and gotten flour out of the flour cage?
and sick.
Yeah.
Some of you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You should throw flour after a while, you look down and what do you got? Mumps. What do you do with the mumps? If the chicken's leaving, you throw them away.
Amen.
The Lord said, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired you. You see, the devil looks at every one of us tonight, and he sees you. He sees in this young man right here some things that God can take and God can use, and the devil says, I want him.
He wants that, that's right.
But I want him to sit in. And if the devil can ever get this young man, you know what he'll do? He'll take him. And he'll sift him. Every time, I never see it fail. When somebody leaves the church, they go deeper and deeper in sin.
Preacher!
You might come back a few miles down the road, honey, but what have you lost in the meantime?
My Lord, help me. That's right.
What has the devil gotten out of your life that God could have used?
That's good.
And we have one say, I've never been happier in all my life. But brother, I've also seen him a few years later down the road, bound by alcohol, eat up with cancer, bound by dope, when the devil has taken him and put him in the center and taken away every good thing that's in the heart of the soul and taken away all that God can use. Listen to me tonight. I've seen them, brother, isn't it? I see them go down the street, used to dance, and their eyes and their hair cut off. And oh, God, look like I don't know what's happening. And more, they get into sin, the father bites their head and just got in the church. And sooner or later, some of them come to their senses, but some never do. What happened? The devil got them, brother. This is not a fairy tale your mother used to tell you. There is a real devil that's looking at you tonight. He wants you, and he's going to take every bit of good he can get out of you. This is not a playground. This is a battleground. I'm here tonight to get my soul full. I've got to meet an enemy. I've got to fight him. He wants my soul. He wants me. He tracks me. He looks after me. He's watching for a mistake. He's watching for a time I don't pray. He's watching for a bad spirit that I get. He's watching for a critical spirit that I get. And he'll move in. And he'll take that thing. And if this preacher's not careful, I'll be a devil myself. Oh, but it'll never happen to me. The Apostle Paul said, take heed.
Take heed.
Take heed. Take heed, oh. But Brother Odom, I shout, take heed. Brother Odom, I run the house, take heed. Honey, I had one just a few weeks ago was in the office speaking in tongues and hadn't been back to church since then. Take heed. Take heed. Take heed. Lest when you think you stand, you fall. And brother, we're living in an hour when some jobs are falling, when some people have spent in Pentecost years are falling. They forget there's a devil.
My God.
And he's looking. Oh yeah, he's looking. He's got his eyes on you, honey. He wants you so bad he could taste it. He wants you so bad. Oh Lord. If we could only want a move of God as bad as the devil wants us. If we could only want to be as close to God as bad as he wants us. I hear folks talking about the rapture of the church, but my Lord, according to what we're doing, we don't believe it. Ah, oh, there's a devil. I said there's a devil out there.
Amen. Amen.
He wants you. And you know what? You're not qualified to fight him. I'm not qualified. The Lord said, Simon, he wants you, son.
to take out every good thing that's in you. But I have prayed for you. I pray for you. Brother, there's been some times this old boy's knuckles have been dragging the ground. I walked in the Sunday school room, nobody but me and my wife. And I left her out in the auditorium and sat out in that Sunday school room and said, "Oh, God, I don't think I can go any farther. God, if you don't help me." And I felt the presence of the Lord as He's coming there and as He said to my heart, "You're not going to get this one. You're not going to get this one." Amen. I thank God that He is my strength. He is my salvation. Honey, the strength of this church is not in fine preachers. No, sir. It's not in fine coffee. I love it. It's not in big buildings. But if this church is going to be victorious, it's going to be by the strength and the power and the glory of the Lord that carries us through. I'm no match for the devil, but with God, I can do anything. I can do anything. The Apostle Paul said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world." I am locked in a death struggle tonight. Do you realize? Do you know that your soul is going to eternity sometime? But where it goes is dependent on who wins this battle tonight. You might leave here and never knock on the door of a church again. And tonight the devil moves and the devil speaks and the devil moves on folks' hearts and he says, hey, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Just tomorrow night. Amen. Tomorrow night. Or he's off base up there. He's just trying to get something generated. Honey, I'm not trying to get anything generated. I'll go home and sleep good tonight if nobody shouts, because I know I'll preach to you what God wants me to preach. Amen. Come on. Oh, brother, we need to get grounded into the love and the power and the strength of God. The Bible said the Lord knoweth them that put their trust in Him. Brother, my trust is not in my ability. My trust is in God. I know there's a devil after me. And my soul cries out, "Lord, help me win that battle. Lord, be my strength. Lord, be my deliverance. Lord, be my encouragement." In the second chapter of Corinthians, I believe it is, or rather, the book of Corinthians, chapter 10. And somebody said, "Y'all quit at 9 o'clock." Amen. But I read this. I may not come back for another 7 years. Who knows? Amen. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty." Through where? Through God. To the pulling down of the stronghold. The Greek word there is kind of a result, which means to the utter destruction of anything that opposes me. Brother, if I could ever get to the place to realize that what I fight and what I resist, it's not of a human makeup, but it's of a spiritual makeup. Yeah. And the only thing that's going to help me overcome this spiritual battle is a spiritual weapon. And when I can get myself out of the way and say, "Oh, God, tonight, help me to resist this devil," the Lord will come in and the Lord will raise up the standard and the Lord will move through His Spirit and move against that spirit, and God will deliver me.
Amen.
And Sunday service, but I'll put my trust.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Sometimes the Lord says, Joe, hey Joe, slow down to this time, I got something to say to you.
Bless God.
Hey, that's the devil after you, boy.
Oh God.
That's the devil after you. Don't you pay no mind. Because he wants what he sees in you.
Praise God.
Now, you may not see anything in you, but the devil wants you. And you may not see anything in Bernard Gibbard,
but tonight the devil walks around the old boy and says, I want you.
Yeah.
Praise
God.
I want you.
How does it feel to know there's a devil that looks at you, old boy? Just give me a week.
Praise God.
And you know, the only thing that keeps him from you, brother, the Bible said that he came to the Lord, and the Lord said, where have you been? He said, I've been walking through the road. And the Lord said, you consider Job. Hallelujah. The devil said, oh, God, you know better than that. You got heads around.
Yes.
Spirit comes in and says, down, boy. Get down. That's not right. Why? Because that's the flesh. Come on, folks. Have you ever wondered why it's so easy to get healing when the service is moving in the pocket? Have you ever wondered why everybody grabs each other, brother, up and there's no hard feeling? I'm sorry. It's because the Holy Ghost is moving and surging and searching our hearts and chasing our devils. My God, it's away. My God, people, let's get close to God. Let's get close to God. Come on, we're in a fight tonight. We're in a battle tonight. We're in something tonight that's going to determine where I live.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Simon. Simon.
Thank God.
Simon. Hey, Simon, why did he call his name twice, Brother Odom? Because he wanted his attention. That's why. Simon. And then you know what he said? He said, look. Why did he say, Simon, Simon, look? You know why? Because there was something he wanted impressed in him. And tonight the Lord says, church, church, look, look, there's a devil that wants this church. But you know what? I sent my spirit, I sent my name, and I'll help you to overcome him. But what grips my heart is to see him. And you know, brother, others, nobody ever backslides overnight. Somewhere along the line, brother, they quit fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And they lose contact with God. You sit there for a while. You sit in your worship. You sit in your attendance. They start missing. The next thing you know, they're blaming everybody in the church because they don't feel what they used to feel. And if they can't find something, they'll make something up. Is that all right? That's the way I preach in Winfield. Huh? Come on, it's the truth anyway, honey. You know what happened? The devil's moving in. Makes me want to grab them sometime and shake them and say, wait a minute. Wake up. Good people. But he keeps throwing them up. I've got my hands on them, Odom, and when I get through with them, I'll have ever good. I've seen them storm out the church. Hey, man, I've seen them get bad spirits. What happened? The devil got them. That old boogeyman got them. Yeah, he's throwing them up. I've seen young people leave the church and 6 months later be on drugs. Oh, God, doing things they shouldn't, and they get deeper and deeper in sin. The devil's got them, and when the devil gets through with them, he throws them down.
and they're not good for anything but to throw away. Tonight the devil's after you. Young people, he's after you. He is after you. He is after you. If you don't remember anything else I said, you remember he's after you.
Oh, God.
In school, he's after you. On the job, he's after you.
Yes.
He's after you everywhere you go.
Yes,
he never leaves too far away. Oh, you may run him off for a while, but brother, if you don't stay full, he's going to come back. He's going to come back. Oh, God, help us tonight.
Oh, glory. He's wonderful.
And tonight,
Jesus,
he's walking the aisles
you.
Of the church.
God.
You know what he's saying? He said, oh, you know what he's talking about? He just don't know what you're going through, honey. That's the devil. Hey, man, he's right here. Maybe he's back there, but somewhere tonight.
My God. Jesus.
Girl told me on the phone not long ago. She said, Brother Owen, I've tried the church. Now I'm going to try the world. If there's anything that grips a pastor's heart is to hear somebody say something like that, because you know, oh God, they may never get back. But he's looking tonight. See, there's two spirits that come into a church service. One of them is God as he woos. But just as sure as there's a God, brother, somewhere, there's a devil. There's a devil. As every head's bowed and every eye closed tonight, you'll forgive me tonight if I'm sounding a little crude. It's not my way. But I just feel this so powerfully. I've heard it all over the state of Alabama. We've been privileged to be in a position that we hear from churches all over the state. But I hear it, Brother Odom, I don't know what's happening. Something's gripped their young people. Something's gripped their church. Well, it's either God or the devil. What about it tonight? As he stands back and looks at you, and as the Holy Ghost moves in here tonight, are you going to let him?